At this time, it is time for the children's chat. And if you were seated here, I would show you this picture, which I'm not sure you can see that clearly, so I'll describe it. There are two pictures on this page. One is of a little black sheep, and one is of a little black sheep with a white face and some black spots on his face. And this is a little story that I want to tell you about these two little sheep. So they were born to their mom named Dottie. And the farmer, whose farm they lived on, noticed that as soon as these two little sheep, these little lambs were born, their mom, who had not really been all that vocal before, suddenly started bleating all the time. B-L-E-A-T, bleating. Which I looked up is the word for what sheep do when they talk. So when we say that a sheep says, bah, that's called bleating. So this mom, Dottie, started bleating all the time. The farmers could hear it at their house. They could hear it at all these different places on their farm. And it really kind of got to be annoying for them. I mean, it was loud and it just wouldn't stop. And so they kind of wondered, maybe something is wrong with her. Maybe something went wrong with the delivery. They didn't know. So they called their veterinarian. And the veterinarian said, no, this is actually quite common for mother sheep. It's common for a ewe that when their children are born for the first couple of weeks, the mother sheep bleats constantly. Because at some point in the first couple of days, the lambs get strong enough that they start wandering off a little bit from their mom's side and going to different areas of their little field. And you know, there are a lot of sounds on a farm. There's probably ducks quacking and horses neighing and cows mooing and dogs barking. And there are a lot of sounds. And so this mother sheep has to make her voice louder than those, so that her lambs can hear her voice. And she bleats all the time those first couple of weeks so that her lambs will learn the sound of her voice. Because after those first couple of weeks, the little sheep are big enough and strong enough that they're introduced into the herd of all of their other sheep friends. And as you can imagine, when they're all together, there's probably other bleating going on and other sounds. And this way, they will have had practice at hearing their mom's voice so that in the big crowd of all the other animals, when all those other sounds are being heard, they can hear their mom's voice. And this reminds me of what we read about today in the 23rd Psalm, where we learn about God being our shepherd. But especially in the gospel passage, when Jesus said, I am the good shepherd, and my sheep, they know my voice. And I think that that's kind of what this little story about these two little lambs and their mom is about, that in the world, there is a lot of noise of other things that are calling out for us and things that want our attention, but we need to hear the voice of Jesus calling to us and calling out for us and calling us to himself so that even in the midst of the sea of all these other noises and voices that we can hear Jesus's voice when he calls. And there are a couple ways that we really learn to know what Jesus's voice is. One is by spending time in scripture and learning more and more about who Jesus is and the things that he says. And two is in prayer. You know, we're often taught in prayer that we are the ones who talk to God, but we also need to listen so that we can hear Jesus' voice speaking to us. So we learn that in prayer by listening and in scripture, so that when the world is pretty noisy around us, we can hear Jesus' voice, just like these little lambs heard their mom's voice. Let us pray. Good morning, God. Thank you for today, and thank you for our church. Thank you that like a loving mother sheep, you call out for us. Help us to learn the sound of your voice so that we can always recognize it, even in a noisy world. We love you, God. Amen.